All right, good morning, everybody. I think everybody's had a cold this winter, or a flu or something at some point. Anyway, quick comment on waiting on God. I think the concept that way Patrick's teaching this chapter is that we're lost and we're trying, or I'm trying to do things my way. I'm trying to figure a way out. I've decided that I've got to do it myself. And so I get kind of lost in my own stuff. And then think everything gets out of whack. And then what do I need to do at that point? As I need to stop. I just need to really literally stop right at where I'm at in my tracks and say, okay, I need to listen and learn here and listen for God and look for God's clear direction and stop trying to move everything my way. I think I like what Chris put in his assignment, and I'm just going to read something he wrote here. Pat teaches that we must revolt against ourselves, paying attention to the patterns that get us into trouble and allowing God to change our minds so we can evolve. Our job is to constantly put ourselves in a position to be reminded of what we've learned and what we still need taught. Bible reading notes, teachers, and assignments are some of the ways we stay connected to God while He's teaching us. Pat also mentioned there's no plan other than to calm down and learn. Statement makes me think of the triangle and the sliding scale lessons. When my mind, body, spirit, family, and business are out of whack, it's easy to let chaos rule. I'm responsible for keeping my triangle in order, and God even helps me with that when I ask. And it's also when you think of the sliding scale, things are out of whack. I'm not hearing. I'm not seeing. I'm like feeling like I gotta do. It's time to stop and make an assessment. And then in that assessment, we can get ourselves realigned, and God will lead and guide and direct us in His timing and His perfect will, really, and get us back on the correct path. And there's just a time to stop, sit, listen, and learn. And I think that's a real point in all of it here. Let's pray as we get into our morning and we go into enemy mine, MINE, like Nancy, MINE, enemy mine. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this morning and time to be together. We thank you for these chapters, waiting on God, enemy mine, and Lord, that these are opportunities we have. Maybe life is feeling a little chaotic this morning, or we're just out of sorts. And it's an opportunity, even this morning, just to get realigned, to stop, listen, learn, grow, seek after you, and seek your will and your ways. And to just offer our time into your hands. So we offer this time to you. We thank you for the opportunity to be together, and we do pray in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. A couple thoughts just stood out to me this morning. Well, one is Patrick was talking about how, things may seem a little difficult or a little hard or whatever, but and then we tend to think in our minds, our mind, or our enemy mind, I must be doing something wrong. I must be off. I can't be in God's will. It's supposed to be, everything's supposed to be easier than it is right now, when the reality is we could be right in the middle of what He wants us to be doing, and it will yield. In the difficulty, there will be a yield to it. And I really appreciated that because I can just think back and, trying to get everything into alignment. Things were so far out of alignment. Trying to get things into alignment was really difficult. It was really hard. And then, you look around you and you look at your competitors in business or whomever, and every one of them you see, you think is more successful than you are, no matter where you're at. And you always want to think, well, if I could, maybe I need to do it more like how Joe does it. No, you need to do it just the way God has taught you to do it and teaching you to do it and how you want to be. Just a couple of things, the scriptures came up into my mind. One thing is, we always want the, how do you put it? We always want the teachers that'll tell us what we want to hear. And it just made me think of that 2 Timothy 4:3. When the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but wanting to have their ears tickled. And isn't that what we want to do? We want to have our ears tickled so we can accumulate for ourselves teachers in accordance with our own desires, so we can do everything we want to do. We can run our companies the way we want to run them. We can be idle-do-loo when we feel like it, and we can work hard when we feel like it, and we can do this. But he says in 2 Timothy 4, 5, but you, so speaking to all of us, CEOs, be sober in all things. Just be sober in all things. Be of your right mind. And that is, fleeing from the enemies. And that's why we have teachers and accountability in our lives, is to keep getting ourselves back on track. And that's really what I see. An enemy mind will get us way off track, way off track. And we get back, we get back, go, and then we kind of go, oh yeah, I need to get back over here. Oh yeah, I need to get back into doing what I need to do today. It just gets us back on track. So let's pray as we get into our day, and as we get onto the right track. We don't want our train jumping the track, because that doesn't end well usually when the train jumps the track. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this morning with time to be together. And Lord, we get going, and sometimes we get going that we think we got some bright ideas, and Lord, we think we're just going to jump tracks somehow, and we're going to get there faster, sooner, quicker, some sort of crazy shortcut. And Lord, there's no shortcuts with you. There's just moving along, doing things correctly, lining up, getting ourselves aligned with you. And how do we do that? We read, we study, we pray, we sit, we learn, we grow, we teach, we are involved daily in our companies and our families. And Lord, in that way, Lord, we stay aligned and we stay on track, and we can flee from the crazy demons that want to just distort our distort us, and Lord, and just multiply our shortcomings. So Lord, we thank you, we can lay our shortcomings before you, and as we do that, we can learn to walk around them, and Lord, and stay on the path. We thank you for this morning. We commit this time and our day into your hands as we get the joy of working today. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, amen.